good place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
morning, children. It's 5 a.m. and time for our Porky Pig Festival. But before we bring you the two exciting hours of Porky and his friends, here's 3 minutes of the latest news from the WPIXL-TV newsroom. Today's big story comes from Hooterville, where Roy Trendle turned over the ownership of the Hooterville Telephone Company to Mr. Oliver Wendell Douglas. Here's the scene as photographed by your on-the-spot reporter yesterday afternoon. Mr. Trendle explains why he's disposing of the phone company.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm disposing of the phone company. I got tired listening to the bellyaching of the subscribers. I'm a farmer, but I spend more time listening to stupid complaints than I do working my farm. And when this hothead here starts to go into things...
Just a minute. I am not a hothead.
Will you show a little courtesy? I'm still president of the company till I turn the keys over to you.
All right.
Now, as I was saying, when this hothead here starts agitating with the Public Utilities Commission, I said, if you think you can run the company better than me, it's yours. Now, there are the keys. And good luck to you.
Mr. Douglas, have you got anything to say?
First of all, I'd like to say that I resent being called a hothead. What are you doing?
Your nose is shiny for the camera.
At least I don't care if my nose is shiny for the... What was I saying?
You were saying that you're not a hedgehog.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm not a hedgehog. No, I'm not a hedgehog.
Hedgehog. Golly, what's going on here, Dad?
Dad, will you stop calling me Dad?
Now, I was saying,
You were saying that you're not a hedgehog.
Oh, yes, I'm not a hedgehog. And I wanted...
Could I wave to my mother? Hi, Mom.
May I say something? Well, you see, my husband wasn't always the president of the telephone company. In New York, he was a lawyer. But he wanted to get away from the city and the rats and the races. And he wanted to live on the farm and plant the little seeds in the soil and watch them shooting up towards the sun and the sky.
Yes, Lisa, you don't have to go.
I'd like to say something about Mr. Douglas, the seed shooster.
Look, if the two stooges will be quiet, I would like to say that I will do my best to run the phone company. And I promise you that from tomorrow morning on, every subscriber will receive prompt, courteous, and wide-awake service.
Mr. Douglas!
Oliver.
Mr. Douglas!
Oliver, wake up.
What, hmm?
Abby's knocking.
Mr. Douglas!
It's 5:30. What is that crazy...
All right, I'm coming!
Ed, do you realize it's 5:30 in the morning?
5:30? That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Wait a minute! Now, what's the big idea?
Oh, well, every morning when I get up, I call the phone company to find out the right time. But now that you're president of the phone company, I thought I'd get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Ed, I was fast asleep.
You don't happen to know what the weather's going to be, do you?
Yes, for you stormy. Now beat it!
Oliver, what did Ab want?
Oh, he wanted to see me. What are you doing up?
I am going to make you your breakfast.
It's 5:30.
Well, today's your first day at the telephone company, and you don't want to be late. It wouldn't look good for the help.
Help? We got one employee, Sarah the operator. If that's that Ebb, Good morning, Mr. Trendle. Well, now that you've slept on it, I guess you want your company back.
No, I came over to complain about the service.
What's your beef?
I'll tell you what it is. I've been trying to get a call through for the last hour, and there's nobody on the switchboard.
Where's Sarah?
My mother quit.
Why did she do that for?
She wouldn't work for him after he stole a company from me.
What are you talking about? I didn't steal a company from you. You gave it to me.
That's not Mom's version. She's going around telling everybody how you got me drunk, lured me into a poker game, and won the company from me with a marked deck.
What?
That's the way he won me from the count. Only that time he did it with loaded dice.
Lisa, please. How dare your mother go around telling everybody a story like that?
She never said a word about the count.
I'm talking about my stealing the company from you. Now, you tell her that if she doesn't stop this, I'm going to drag her into court and sue her for defamation of character.
Oh, a mother sewer.
No, I'm not a mother sewer.
Whatever you are, you better get down to that telephone company office and get that switchboard operating, or I'm reporting you to the Public Utilities Commission.
Don't you worry about that. In 10 minutes, I'll have that company running better than you had it running in 15 years.
Sure you will.
Just all you have to do now is to pay the bill and leave the company to me.
Ervis is our mot. Do you know what that means in Hungarian? It means that the customer is chopped liver.
It's supposed to read, service is our motto.
Oh? Do you know what that means in Hungarian? Don't you want to know it? It's very sexy. People only say it to each other.
You?
Oh, aren't you going to carry me over the threshold?
Lisa, this is a telephone office, not a honeymoon.
It could be.
Lisa?
This is certainly something to be president of.
What do you expect of a company that's got 34 subscribers?
It has an automatic shade upper.
Yeah, an automatic shade upper. Hot in here.
Must have cleared this place.
You want to do something instructive, give it cloth and clean up around here, huh?
I guess it gives you a great feeling of power to be able to order us little people around.
Yes, it does. Now, will you find a cloth and then...
Where?
I don't know. Look in there. Maybe there's one in there.
Well, all they have here is pretty cash.
Petty cash. They keep their petty cash in an unlocked drawer.
What are you going to do with that?
Oh, I'm not going to... I'm going to try to... Good
morning, Mr. President. Mrs. President.
Good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Say, if I were you, I wouldn't let the game warden catch you with that. The hunting season hasn't opened yet.
Mr. Kimball, will you help me get this off?
Off what?
My hand!
Trying to swipe the petty cash, huh? Well, I guess a man that would get another man drunk and win his telephone company from him on a crooked roulette wheel would do anything.
It wasn't a crooked roulette wheel. It was a marked deck.
But that's how Mr. Douglas won you from the count.
That was with loaded dice.
Just can't play straight, can you?
Lisa, will you go over to Drucker's and get a broom and some dust cloths?
Did you ever run for dictator of anything?
No.
Boy, these rhinoceros traps really work.
Rhinoceros?
Yeah. See, right there. Rhinoceros brand traps. Well, there's our motto right there. A rhinoceros trap really grabs you. That motto was written by the same person that wrote the motto on the window. Her vice is her mot. Know what that means in Portuguese?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Right. I didn't know you understood Portuguese.
Look, Mr. Kimball, I am very busy, and I know that you are whatever it is you are. Could you state your business if you don't mind?
My telephone isn't working. May I use yours?
Please, help yourself.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Your phone isn't working either.
Oh, yes. There's nobody on the switchboard. Sarah quit.
Well, this is an official call. Very important.
I'll try to put the call through for you. Mr. Kimball.
Yes, sir?
Pick up the phone.
Oh, yes, sir.
Mr. Kimball, did you pick up the phone?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's strange. The switchboard didn't lock. You dummy, I meant take the receiver off the hook.
I said pick up the phone.
Take the receiver off the hook.
How's that?
Fine. Hello? Hello, Mr. Kimball.
Just a minute. I'll see if he's here.
Oh, Mr. Carway. Hello? Hello?
No, Mr. Kimball ain't here. But I'll be glad to take a message.
Don't bother.
Hello, Mr. Kimball. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that you were on the phone.
Oh, well, I'm not on the phone. I'm just holding it. Say, you know what time it is?
Yes, it's 9:30.
9:30? Oh, I've got an appointment with, I don't remember who it's with, but that's when it was, and I ought to show up, huh? I was wondering, maybe you could take over for me.
Yes, of course.
No, you hold it like this. Yeah, there we are.
Now what do I do?
Whistle.
I don't know how to whistle.
Oh, well, then just hum something. Well, I sure do appreciate this. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Mr. Kimball.
No, this is Lisa. Who is that?
This is Oliver.
Oliver, where are you? I brought the broom and...
I'm at the switchboard. Where's Mr. Kimball?
He had to leave, so I'm holding and humming for him.
Oh, for the love of... What the...
So that's the name of the game.
Lisa, hang up. Hey, I thought I told you to hang up.
The hook broke off.
No.
Hello?
Mr. Douglas? Hank Kimball. Yeah, I'm over at Newt Kiley's place. He said you were trying to get in touch with me.
Hey, forget it.
Lisa, please, sweep somewhere else.
Well, I've got to concentrate on these records that Mr. Trendle kept.
You're the boss, and I'm just a sir.
Yeah, good.
Anytime you want to go surfing.
Lisa, please, just be quiet.
Your wish is my command.
Lisa, now
what?
I'm just doing a little ear tickling.
Well, I don't need my ear tickled.
How about the back of the neck kissing?
No!
Lap sitting?
Lisa, will you...
Well, I think I found them. Oh, sorry. I didn't know you folks were on your coffee break.
Please?
Are you through using me, Mr. Douglas?
Lisa, would you...
If your wife calls, what should I tell her?
Get up, will you? We're married.
Oh, I didn't say nothing.
Did you fix the switchboard?
Well, you see, I don't know much about switchboards. I'm an electrician. Well, that is, I'm a part-time electrician. I'm really a taxidermist, but this is my slack season.
How about the switchboard?
I think I found the short. You see, there's a whole bunch of loose wires, and I soldered them all together. I tell you, why don't we test it? The light's supposed to go on when you take the receiver off the hook. Oh, you don't have a hook.
My wife broke it off.
Yes, she came in and she caught me kissing him. She lost her temper.
Lisa, the man doesn't enjoy your sense of humor. We're really married.
Well, look, it don't make any difference to me. If I was the president of the company, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Lots of fellas prefer this to taking stock options.
You owe me $4.80. That's for time, labor, and materials.
How do I know the switchboard's working?
If it lights up and starts buzzing and stuff like that, then it's okay.
And suppose it doesn't?
Well, then just give me a ring. Wait a minute, though. You won't be able to if it's not working. No, that's a big problem. Of course, it's not as big as the problem I had when the fella brought an elephant in to be stuffed. You know, that thing was so big.
All I'm interested in is the...
Oliver, it's working.
Yeah. Let's have a look.
Oh, could I please have my $10.90?
I thought you said $4.80.
Well, that's before I knew it was going to work.
Send me a bill.
Very nice to meet you, Miss...
Bradfinger. Lisa Bradfinger.
Miss Bradfinger?
Yes, honey?
Why don't you take the afternoon off? Here. Go for a ride. Hello?
You should have more of a smile in your hello. Like, hello. This is the Hootersville Phone Company.
Will you be quiet? No, not you. What do you want?
You're supposed to say number, please.
Will you stop bothering me? No, you're not bothering. What number, please, do you want? Hello? No, I haven't been belting. Who do you want? Fred Ziffel. Now, where is Mr. Ziffel?
This one looks like a Ziffel.
Hello? Mr. Ziffel? Mrs. Miller? I'm sorry I got you out of the bathtub.
Is Mrs. Miller doing taking a bath at Mr. Ziffel's house?
Walked in the wrong phone. Excuse it, please.
Please.
I just won this company with a mark. I just took over the phone company. If you'll give me a message, I'll be glad to see that Mr. Ziffel gets it. What? The same to you, Mac.
What did he say?
Nothing you're allowed to say on a telephone. I've got to get somebody to take over this switchboard.
Mr. Hayden.
Howdy, Mr. Douglas. Hey, I hear that you got Roy Trendle soused up and hustled him out of his phone company in a crooked pool game.
Mr. Hayden, please, maybe for once you can help me. I need...
First things first. May I have my $40,000, please?
$40,000?
That's the amount that I lost due to the inefficiency of your phone company.
What?
I will amplify that. I had a dream that a certain stock was due for a spectacular rise. So at cockcrow this morning, I jumped out of bed and put through a call to my brokers. Fishburger, 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 and fry. You may have seen their act on the old Keith circuit. They're billed as the four fishburgers and fries. Well, they had a great act. They used to read head bumps. Well, it's only natural that when Vaudeville died, they become stockbrokers.
Give me patience.
As I was saying, all day I tried to call the brokers to buy the stock, but your switchboard didn't answer. Well, when the market closed, I found that the stock had gone up 40 points. Well, 1,000 shares times 40, that's $40,000.
You were going to buy 1,000 shares?
I'm a plunger. Now, if you don't have the cash, well, a check or trading stamps will do.
Mr. Haney, would you like to earn $5?
$5?
Yes. All you have to do is to get me a telephone operator.
A telephone operator? Doggone if I don't believe that I got one on my truck.
On your truck?
Just another service of the Haney Curbside Employment Agency. Stand back. Now, you wanted a telephone operator, you say?
Yeah.
He's a cocktail waitress. She's a fandango dancer. And he's an atomic scientist on a leave of absence.
I just can't believe it.
Doggone, I was sure that I had a telephone operator on the truck when I left home this morning. She must have bounced off someplace. Now, don't worry. I'll find her. All right, folks. We're moving out. And just remember, 10% of each pot goes to the Haney Curbside Employment Agency.
Well, it's 8 o'clock. When are we going to go home?
We can't go home. This is a phone company. Somebody's got to be here 24 hours a day.
But you don't know how to run a switchboard. All you do is sit there and stare at it.
Well, somebody's got to be on duty to stare at it.
Forsaking all the others, what is your main problem?
My main problem is I can take the incoming calls, but I don't know which holes to plug in to get them the person they want.
I think I got a solution.
I got a solution, too. Get a hold of Roy Trendle, get him stoned, get him into a poker game with a marked deck, and deal the company back to him. I'm fed up.
Sound like the same Oliver Wendell Douglas who stood up in Congress and dumped all the tree overboard.
Well, I was much more of a tea dumper in those days.
Oliver!
Lisa, you just sit there and stare at that board and let me try to figure a way out of this mess.
Oliver! Oliver!
Huh?
Come in here, quick!
What's the matter?
I think I got it figured out.
What?
Who do you want to talk to? Pick a name and read what it says, and I plug them in for you.
Well, what about Newt Kiley?
Newt Kiley, he's a 3x3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hello? Mr. Kiley? Good. I just want to show my husband I know where you were.
Well, Drucker, 4x2.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Hello? Mr. Drucker? I just wanted to make sure that you are where you're supposed to be. Good night. It works good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but how...
While you were snoozing, I called up everybody and I asked them who they were. And then I counted how many rows down and how many rows across they were on the punch board.
Switchboard.
No, punch board. I got the idea from my father. He was the head of the Budapest Punch Board Company. Do you know what a punch board is?
Yes, it's something you take a chance on. You select the number you want and then you punch it out.
That's how my father got rich. He never put any lucky numbers in his punch board.
Lisa, your punch board is ringing.
Hello? This is the Hootersville Phone Company. Who do you want? Mr. Bennett. One moment, Polias. Mr. Bennett is a 2x5. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oliver, there's something in there.
Number 74, you have just punched the lucky number. You won first prize, the Hooterville Phone Company. Good night, I...
Oliver, wait a second. You have to wait for a moment. Hello? Who do you want? Well, I have to get a 3x6 for a Mr. 4x2. And an 8x9, and a 6x2, and a 1x8, and a 2x3, and a 9x6. Filmways presentation, darling.